This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, January 16th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors released their 2020 World Watch List of nations where Christians experience the most persecution. The top 11 countries where there is extreme persecution remain the same as last year: North Korea, Afghanistan, Somalia, Libya, Pakistan, Eritrea, Sudan, Yemen, Iran, India, and Syria. The report shows some 260 million Christians around the world face high levels of persecution across 73 countries over the last year. An average of 8 Christians were killed for their faith per day. An average of 182 church buildings were attacked per week. And an average of 309 Christians were imprisoned per month. Communist China, with the largest population of Christians, rose in persecution levels from number 27 last year to 23 this year. Another huge population of Christians in India continue to face hundreds of violent attacks from Hindu extremists. The driver of Christian persecution in most of the other nations was Islamic oppression. Psalm 54 declares, "Hear my prayer, O God. Oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth." Despite such religious freedom abuses, the U.S. is moving forward with the Phase 1 trade deal with China. President Donald Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He met at the White House on Wednesday to sign the deal. The deal signals a de-escalation in the trade war between the two countries, with China pledging to spend about $200 billion on additional U.S. goods. The U.S. Department of Justice is appealing a federal court decision that struck down a Trump administration conscience rule that protected healthcare workers from performing operations that violate their religious beliefs. Dr. Regina Frost, a Christian OBGYN, is also fighting the court decision. Frost wrote in an op-ed for The Federalist on Monday that the ruling threatens the freedom of Christians like herself to practice medicine without being forced to participate in things like abortion. She said, quote, "My faith is at the heart of who I am. I cannot take the life of a child in one room and guide another child into this world in the next," end quote. About 9,000 pro-lifers turned out for Chicago's March for Life last Saturday, a prelude for the National March for Life in Washington, D.C. next week. Reverend Matthew Harrison, head of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, addressed the Chicago March, saying, quote, "If we're doing prenatal surgery on one child in one operating theater and dismembering one in the other to throw away, this does not make sense, does it? 61 million is enough, don't you think?" End quote. Lifeway Research asked U.S. Protestant pastors if Christians can, quote, "speed up the return of Christ," end quote. Most disagreed. 80% of the pastors surveyed disagreed with this statement. Quote, "Christians can speed up the return of Christ by supporting geopolitical changes mentioned in the Bible," end quote. However, 12% agreed. Also, 54% of the pastors disagreed with the statement, quote, "Christians can speed up the return of Christ by helping to share the gospel with all people groups," end quote. However, 41% agreed. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25 says of Christ, "For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet." Yesterday, the Democratic House of Representatives finally voted to send 2 articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate. The Republican-controlled Senate will take up the trial next week. Founded in 2003, Elon Musk's Tesla company is now the most valuable car company in America and in American history. The $86.5 billion company now outpaces both GM, valued at $50.7 billion, and Ford, worth $36.9 billion. Tesla sold 367,500 cars worldwide last year, a 50% increase in sales. Since Kevin Swanson took a team of 12 volunteers to rebuild a church in the Bahamas that was devastated by Hurricane Dorian, I'm guest hosting Generations Radio today. You can hear it at generations.org/radio. That's generations.org/radio. Check out my interview with Nancy DeMoss Wolgamuth, the founder of Revive Our Hearts Ministry, who has written 24 books, including Lies Young Women Believe and The Truth That Sets Them Free, as well as True Woman 101, Divine Design, an 8-week study on biblical womanhood. She'll talk about the three keys to personal revival: meditate on God's Word, read Christian biographies, and practice forgiveness and gratitude. And finally,
and the Oscar for Best Picture is presented to,
and the Oscar goes to,
and the Oscar goes to,
and the Oscar goes to.
Netflix has dominated the Academy Awards this year, taking 24 Oscar nominations. The company's R-rated film, The Irishman, the story of mob hitman Frank Sheeran, took 10 nominations. And the Netflix R-rated film, Marriage Story, a story of divorce, took 6 nominations. However, the most lauded movie of the year was another R-rated film, Joker, with 11 nominations, starring Joaquin Phoenix. John 5, verse 44 asks, "How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?" And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 16th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.